Certainly is good to be in the Lord's house. And that, praise the Lord. And that I'm thankful to be saved tonight. And that thankful and that to know what I've got. And that down on the inside. And that, praise the Lord. And that it's just good. And that to have the spirit that you can feel. And that, praise the Lord. And that I'm thankful tonight. And that for what I've felt in that already. And that, praise God. I'm thankful that it's under the blood. Brother James. And that, praise the Lord. And that whenever I start talking about the blood, or start hearing about the blood, and that, or singing about it, or even preaching about it, Brother James, and that, praise God, it blesses my heart, and that, praise the Lord, and that, I'm kind of like Sister Jan, and that over there, and that, praise God, I'm just thankful for my salvation, and that, praise the Lord, and thankful that he would even thought about me, Brother Mike, and that, praise God, even thought, and that enough, and that, praise the Lord, that he would just look down, praise God, and that, and draw me, and that, praise God, and that unto him, praise the Lord, and that I didn't do nothing to deserve it, and that, as a matter of fact, and that, the exact opposite, and that, praise the Lord, and that I did so much did not deserve it, Brother Henry, and that, praise the Lord, but I'm thankful in that today, and that that he didn't give me what I deserved, and that, but he gave me what I was undeserving of, and that, praise God, and that's him, and that, praise the Lord. So you pray for us, and that we've had this thought on our heart, and ever since that Brother Victor and that asked us, and that if we'd be able to preach, and that, this Wednesday in that forum, and that, praise the Lord, and that I'm thankful, and that today that he would think of me, and that, praise the Lord, and that and I'm thankful that he continuously praise the Lord, and that asked me, and that to preach, and that in this pulpit, praise the Lord, and that I don't take it very lightly, and that, praise the Lord, and that it's a great honor, and that, praise the Lord, and that, so you pray for us, and that we're going to be in Exodus, and that chapter number 30, and that, praise the Lord, and that I'm just thankful in that, and that today, that the Lord, and that is still, and that putting, giving that a message, and that, praise the Lord, and that you pray for us, and that we might have a few verses to read tonight, and that, so praise the Lord, and that, but I'm thankful in that tonight that God's word, and that is true, and it's good, and that, so Exodus, and that chapter number 30, and that, praise the Lord, I'm going to start. And that at the 22nd verse, the Bible says, and that moreover, and that the Lord, and that spake unto Moses, and that saying, and that take thou also, and that unto thee, and that principal spices, and that of pure myrrh, and that 500 shekels, and that enough sweet cinnamon, and that half so much, and that even 250 shekels, and that enough sweet calamus, and that, praise the Lord, 250 shekels, and that, and of cassia, and that 500 shekels, and that, praise the Lord, and that unto, and after, and that the shekel, and that of the sanctuary, and that, and of oil, olive, and that, and hin, and that, praise the Lord, and that, and thou shalt make it an oil, and that of holy ointment, and that, praise God, and that an ointment, and that compound, and that after the art, and that of the apothecary, and that it shall be an holy anointing oil, and that shall anoint the tabernacle, and that of the congregation, and that therewith, and that in the ark, and that of the testimony, and that in the temple, and that in all his vessels, and that in the candlestick, and that in his vessels, and that in the altar, and that of incense, and that in the altar, and that of burnt offering, and that with all his vessels, and that in the laver, and his foot, and that, praise the Lord, and thou shalt, and that sanctify them, and that they may be most holy, and that wheresoever, and that whatsoever toucheth them, and that shall be holy, and thou shalt, and that anoint Aaron, and that in his sons, and that and consecrate them, and that they may, and that minister, and that unto me, and that in the priest office, and thou shalt speak, and that unto the children, and that of Israel, and that saying, this shall be an holy, and that anointing oil, and that unto me, and that throughout your generations, and that upon man's flesh, and that's important right there, and that upon man's flesh, and that shall it not, and that be poured, and that neither shall, and that ye make any other like it, and that after the composition of it, it is holy, and that shall be holy, and that unto you, whosoever compoundeth anything any like it, and that or whosoever, and that putteth any of it upon a stranger, and that shall, and that even be cut off, and that from his people, and that's the scripture. And that the Lord that has placed upon our heart of that tonight, and that you just pray for us, and that we'll do our best. And that to preach, and that the message, and that God, and that has placed in that upon our heart, and that praise the Lord. And that haven't been able to get out of it, and that brother, and that Sonia, and I don't want to, and didn't want to neither, and that praise the Lord. And that praise God, and that everybody knows, and then about how. And that praise the Lord, that the children of Israel, that they were in bondage, and that, and that praise the Lord in that day, and that people, and that praise the Lord, and that they were slaves, and that they had taskmasters, and that over them, and that praise the Lord, that the Egyptians, and that were their bosses, and that praise the Lord, and that so, and that praise God, and that God, that heard their cry, and that Brother James, and that and he said, and that Brother Henry, and that Moses, and that their way, and that praise God, that Moses was coming, and that from the feeding the flock, I believe it was, and that praise God coming up around the backside of the mountain, and that praise God, that he saw, and that praise God, that bush, and that was burning, and that people, and that praise the Lord, and that it was not consumed, and that so it cried out, and that praise the Lord, so he made it to check it out, and that praise God, just like any one of us would. Saw something like that, and that Sister Jan. And then praise God, and that you would, and then praise the Lord, and that you would wonder, and that what was going on too. And then praise God, and that so, and that he went. And then praise the Lord, and that in here, and that God, and that instruction, and that from the Lord. And that saying, hey, and that I've heard, and that the cry. And then of my people, I want them to be able, and that to worship me. And then praise God, and that in the way. And that I want them to worship, and that praise God. And that I don't want them, and that to be slaves anymore. And that you see Sister Jane, and that you and I, and that we're God's people, and that praise the Lord, and that we've got no business in that being a slave, and that praise the Lord, we've got no business, and that Brother Willie, and that praise the Lord, and that having somebody in that over us, and that praise God, and that I'm glad today, and that the only one, and that praise the Lord, and that praise God, and that is Jesus, and that himself, and that we hear it was, and that he went and he got him, and that to make a long story short, everybody knows, and that praise God, and that they, and that came out and out of Egypt, and that by a mighty hand, and that praise God, and the Egyptians that came after them, and that well, and that they just, and that were drowned, and that praise God, and that aren't you glad, and that when God, and that has a mind, and that to deliver his people, and that there ain't nothing going to stand in that in his way, and that Brother Jerry, I feel pretty good in my heart, and that praise God, and that as long as we, and that put him in that number one, and that praise the Lord, and that Brother Tab, and that praise God, and that we'll make it out, and that praise the Lord, and that my dad and that was reading the scripture to me, and that earlier, and that praise God, and that about how and that he spoke to Solomon, and that about what he had promised and that his father, and that saying, hey, and that as long as you, and that honor me, and that don't go to the right or to the left, and that praise the Lord, and that but you look and that unto me, and that praise God in that eye, and that praise the Lord in that always in that delivery, I'm paraphrasing, and that but what did he say, he said there wouldn't be a no man, and that praise God, and that can stand in that before you, and that praise God, and that because, and that we've got him and that on our side tonight, and that but in that here it was, and that they were out in the wilderness, and that and then God in that gate, and that praise the Lord, and that Moses, very specific, and that instructions and on how, and that they would be able to worship and that him, and that in the wilderness, and then praise God, I'm glad he makes a way, and that for you and I, Sister Jan, and that praise God, and that we can get to him, and that praise the Lord, we can worship him, and that praise the Lord, and that brother, and that James, and that brother, and that praise God, and that and everything, and that we can go through it all, and that but, and that the Lord specifically, and that put, and that this holy anointing, and that oil, and that on my heart, and that praise God, and that now, and that praise the Lord, and that I don't, and that use notes, and that praise the Lord, and that I don't write down points or anything like that, and that but I do got a little thing right here, and that wrote down that I think is needful, and that to get out right, and I don't want to mess it up, and that praise the Lord, and that but, and that God, and that just kind of put it on my heart, and that about how, and that this oil, and that it was made, and that and why, and that praise the Lord, and that and what, and that Sister Jan, and that what it took, and that for them to have this oil, and that praise God, and that here it was, and that he gave
gave them very specific instructions, and that of the myrrh, and that of the how, and that you extract, and that the myrrh, and that to make it to where he would be able to use it, and that as they would have to go to that tree, and that where they found it, that Sister Jan, and that, praise God, and they would have to cut it, and that praise the Lord, Brother Chris, and that in the resin, and that would bleed out, they used to turn, and that when I looked it up, that it would bleed out, and that, praise God, and then they would take that resin, and that, and it would be dried out, and they could make, and that oil, and that out of that, and that, praise God, and then the sweet cinnamon, and that, praise God, and that, what's it do, and that it comes to that from a bark, and that sister, and that, praise God, and that I'm glad today, and that it came from a bark, and that, and what they would do, and that as they would just peel it off, and they'd let it dry out, and that to get it to the point, and that to where it could be used, and that, and that in this oil, and that, praise God, and that, and then the sweet calamus, and that, praise God, and that they would have to take it up by the roots, and that, praise God, and then it would have to, and that, praise God, and that, praise the Lord, and that it would have to be steamed, and then it would be dried out, and I'm sorry about the cinnamon, and that it wasn't, and that dried out, but it was boiled, and that, praise God, and that it was put, and that in such heat, and that it would, and that begin to boil, and they'd be able to use that, and then the cassia, and that, praise God, and that the buds, and that would resemble, and that clothes, and then they would have to, and that day would have to be laid out, and that to dry out, and that Sister Jan, and that, praise God, and that then the oil olive, and that we all know how you get the oil out of them, and that it's got to be crushed, it's got to be squeezed, and that impressed, and that so much, and that it would just ooze out, and that they'd be able, and that to harvest the oil, and that out of them, and that olives, and that brother, and that, praise the Lord, and that you might be thinking, well, preacher, and that what are you trying to get at, and that why, and that did you have to go through all that, and that, praise the Lord, and that when I saw a picture, and that, praise the Lord, that not too long ago, and that, praise God, I'm not even sharing no fish, but I don't know, and that I haven't been getting on it, but I'm glad I did, and that, praise God, and that recently, that to see that, and that, praise the Lord, and that it said that everybody, and that, praise God, wants the anointing of God, and that when they're not willing to go through what they need, and that, praise God, that they get it, and that, praise the Lord, and that this oil, and that it wasn't just given, and that, Brother Vernon, it wasn't just given that to Moses, and that God said, I want you to tell what you, and that, praise God, to go get these ingredients, and then measure them out the way that they are, and then I want you and that to do what's necessary, and that to get them to where you can compound them, and then with the work of apothecary, and that so that you, and that can have this oil, and that, praise God, you can anoint my, and that, praise God, not my tabernacle, and you can anoint and that all of the things, and that are in it, and that so that it'll be pleasing to me, and also so you can anoint, and that priest, that man of God, and that, praise the Lord, so that when he goes in there, and that, praise God, he's not just going to be dead, and that I'm all entering. Well, praise God, I feel good in my heart tonight. Hey, that so here it was. Hey, that we all know and that hey, that praise God and that. Hey, that God and that sometimes and that brother. Hey, that people and that what would he do? And that when he was given these instructions, he said, "Go get the ones that do the cutting work." And that when it came to this, he said, "Look, hey, that Moses. You know Moses was called. Hey, that the man of God. Hey, that he said this. I want you and that to go out. And I want you to do this." And then praise God. Oh, and then I'm glad that it takes, and that being close to God, that, and that to be able to be, and that anointed by Him, and that praise God, and that so He did that, and then He would have to, and that cut things, and that if things would have to bleed, and that praise God, and that things would have to be under fire, and that things would have to be crushed, and that things, and that Sister Jan, and that they would have to be laid out. And that, praise God, and that some people might think, well, and that maybe, and that praise the Lord, and that maybe he forgot about it, and that out there in the sun, but no, and that he was drying it out so it could be used, Oh, praise God. Amen. And then he would bring it all together. Amen. And he would use the work of apothecary. Amen. Holding, you remember, amen, they've got them bowls and that in the, and that the thing that they use and that to crush it. Amen. To mix it all together. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Why? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that it can be holy. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad today. Amen. Any man of God, and that, or any person, and that, any child of God, and that you're looking at thinking, well, I wish I could be as close as them, and that, to the Lord, I want to tell you this, it didn't happen overnight, and that they had to be crushed, they had to be squeezed, they had to be under pressure, they had to go through the fire, and that they had, praise the Lord, and that, praise God, thank God. Oh, praise the Lord. And that they'd have to be boiled. They'd have to be dried out. And that thinking they were left there to rot. And that, but the maker of the oil knew. And that exactly what he was doing. And that, praise God. It just don't happen, brothers. And that we've got to get out there. And that we've got to go through some things. And that, but praise God when we do. All he's doing is just bringing it. And that, praise God, together. And that, so that we could be made holy. Holy, holy. And that unto him. And that, praise God. And we can go there. And that this world can't today. Praise God. I feel like shouting tonight. And that Aaron, and that, praise God, and Moses. And that he made that. Oh, praise God. Amen. Can I just tell myself a little bit, Brother Sonia? Amen. Praise God. Amen. There was a time in my life, Sister Jane. Amen. Where I felt like I was moving out. Amen. Praise God. I felt like I was going over the wheelie. Amen. Sister Barb. Amen. I felt like everything was going good. Amen. Praise God. It wasn't without. Amen. Troubles and trials. It wasn't without the fire, Brother Henry. You've already heard that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But. Amen. Praise God. And then I was, and it felt like I was getting close to him. Amen. Praise God. And then something happened. And then it seemed like, and then maybe in that, and then that closeness, and that was just going away. It wasn't even in my control. I was just put in a situation that I had to react according to God's word, but the way other people reacted. And then praise God, it seemed like, and then it was just kind of stripped away. And then I didn't like it. And then I didn't like where I was at. And then it was dark. And then praise God. And then God was still using me. And I could still feel. And then a remnant of the Spirit. And praise God, I'm glad that the flame may flicker, but it never goes out. Amen, praise God. And I can still feel a little bit of it. Amen, praise God. But finally, when I realized, amen, I'm tired of this. And I remembered who my God was. Amen, Brother Chris, I cried out to him. And said, "Oh, God, I want it back." Amen, but you know what I did? Praise the Lord. And then I just asked him for it, and then I just kind of stood there and waited. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Expecting him just to snap it, and then it'd be right back. Amen. Praise God. And I waited there for a while. Amen. Got nervous there for a while. Amen. Got bitter a little bit there for a while. Amen. I went back and said, "God, I prayed to you. Amen. Why didn't you give it back?" Amen. He said, "The first time." Amen. Praise God. Then you have to go through the fire. Amen. The first time. Amen. Then you have to be pressed a little bit. Amen. Praise God. The first time. Amen. Then you have to turn a couple different sheets. Amen. Praise God. When you thought you only had two to turn. Amen. Praise God. I gave you a third and a fourth. Praise God. And that I'm glad today. And that, praise the Lord. And that they're getting close to him. And that, praise God. And that if we truly want it and we truly ask for it, and that, Brother Chris, you're going to go through the fire. And that, but praise God, when you get through it and you've got the ingredient you need, and that you can look back and say, "I thought I was going to get burned a few times. It got pretty hot." And that, but praise God, thanks be. And that the journey that he's given. And then praise God. And then because now I've got what I need. And that to be holy. And then praise God, not just. And then be a. And then praise God, and then a pew. in that holder, and that, but to get in and be holy and that before God today. Moses, he couldn't go in there without this. He couldn't. Can I say this? Moses, I'm sure, might have been shaking a little bit when he was mixing it up. I know how important this is. God says what he means, and he means what he says. Brother Henry, and I'm sure he's saying, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sure he was thinking that. And I've got to get this right. And then not only does my life count up, but my brother says too. Praise the Lord, that's another message for another day. And then praise the Lord. Maybe I can come back and preach that someday. And then maybe not, but it'll be all right. And then praise the Lord. But and then he was making it. And then the first thing after it was made, he said, I want you to know. And I want you to anoint that. And then praise God, the tabernacle of the congregation, I want you to anoint all that. And then I want you to, and then go in, I want you to anoint the Ark of the Covenant. Praise God. And then I want you to anoint. And then praise God, the golden and the candlestick. I don't know if I'm getting all in order. And then praise God. And then I want you to, and I want you to take it. I want you to anoint. And then praise God. I want you to anoint that. And that the table has the showbread on it. And then praise God. I want you to anoint that. And then praise God. And that all the, and then all the, and the, and the altars that they're there, they have various different ones. And I think it was only two, but and then they had their purpose. And then for the certain times of day. Oh, praise God, there you go. There's another message for another day. And then praise God, but here it was. And then he said, look, and that, I don't want you to forget Glamour and the brass. And then this way, and then praise God. And then I want you to go and I want you to anoint it all. And then Brother James. And then praise God, and then you say, why? And I think it was kind of double there. And then praise God, that the oil. And it obviously represented the Spirit. And then of God. And then praise God, they didn't have the dwelling of the Spirit. And then like you and I do. And then they weren't able to move with it. And then so it had to be made. And then the way it was. But then the Spirit. And then we read about when it was done. And then praise God. And then about how. Praise the Lord, God came down. And then praise God, there was so much of him in there. And then not even Moses could say it in there. And then he read them all and he said, this is good. And then I can dwell here for a while. And then praise God. And then let me go in. And then can you imagine Moses? I'm not going to preach much longer, I promise. And then but praise God. And then what do they say? I'm going, I'm in the zone. I feel like I'm in the room today. And then praise God. And then praise the Lord. And then could you imagine being Moses? And then praise God. If he did it in order as he was going in, he had come to that laver. And then his foot first. And then praise God. That's where the priest had to wash himself. And then they had to get clean before they could even go in. And then praise God. And then so that. And then there was water in there. And we all know that the reflection, you can see a reflection in that water. And then so when he got over to it. And then praise God, brother. And then people, he looked down. And then put yourself in Moses' shoes. And then praise God, he looked down and he saw himself. And he probably thought, who am I? And then praise God, I'm just me. And then, but then he looked down. And then he saw the oil that God. And then it did him. And then praise God. And then he said, I'm just me. And then, well, praise God, I'm glad that God's got a part for me. And then praise God, and then anointed it. And then he would go in. And then praise God, anointed the rest of it. And then it came time. And then praise God. And then now everybody knows that Aaron. And that was Moses' blood brother. And then praise God. And then so he. And then after he got. And then everything anointed on the inside. And then praise God. And then the tower. Blessing God. Oh, praise God. I've just got a picture in my heart tonight. And then praise the Lord. And then Brother Sonia. And then praise God, could you imagine standing? And then before the Ark of the Covenant, and then with the mercy seat on top of it, praise God. amen, that's where I'll dwell with you. Amen, it's at that mercy seat. Amen, he got to be the one. Amen, to take that oil. Amen, he got to sprinkle it. Amen, on there and anoint it. Amen, praise God. He got everything. Amen, saturated the way God wanted it. And he got it smelling the way. And that God wanted it, and he had to go, and he got to anoint, and that his brother, and that to do the work of God today. Stood before his brother, Brother Henry, to be like, praise God, Brother James, standing before you, or you standing before Brother James, the love that you guys have. And he got to anoint him, anointing his clothes now. The only thing that made him a priest was his priestly garments. So he anointed that. He said, don't put it on his flesh. Amen. Praise God. I don't want it on his flesh. His flesh is bad. Amen. But the robe that I gave him. Praise God. The robe that I'm going to put him on. Amen. Praise God. That's good. Oh, praise God, Brother Sonny. The only good thing about me. Amen. Is what he put. Amen. Praise God. That on the inside. Amen. This is all had to be done on the outside. Amen. But praise God. I'm glad that when Jesus came. Amen. Praise God. And died. Amen. Praise God. And made the way for us all. Aaron was the only one that could. Amen. Go into the holiest of holies. He had to take his people in with him. Amen. Praise God. Was, amen. He had the names of his. Amen. Brothers and sisters and on his shoulders. So he carried their burdens in before God. And he had the names, amen, praise God, and on the breastplate, over his heart, Brother Chris, amen, so he had them on his heart, and he was able to go in before God, amen, when everybody else was stuck on the outside, amen, they could stand there and say, thank God, there's somebody to take us in, praise God, thank the Lord, and that for a man named Jesus, amen, praise God, that said, I'll be your high priest. And he died, and everything that was on the outside moved to the inside today. Here it was. Praise God. And Moses, and that the inside had to smell a certain way. Aaron had to smell the same when he went in there. It had to be anointed a certain way. Aaron had to be anointed a certain way to go in there. He had to match. He had to link up. You know those ones that every time they get up and you just can't link up. You know you're saved, but you can't link up with what they got. And that God wasn't putting up with that. He said, I want you to match even the colors that he had on. Even though he couldn't see on the inside, there was no light. He didn't know what was on the inside. And then of that holiest of holies. And that, praise God. And then, but he had instruction. But even the colors that he had, it matched. And then he linked up. He was the same. He was one. And then with what? And then with what God was doing. And then, praise God. Why? And then because. And then, praise the Lord, the anointing of that of God. And then it got pressed. It got crushed. It got burnt. It went through the fire. And then, praise God, it got dried out. And then, but thank God, the end result. And then made a way. And then for it all today. Amen. So, Brother Chris, when you're getting down and you're praying, God, make him, please let me be closer to you. Know that it's going to come with something. Praise the Lord.
the journey, Brother Chris, and that when you get that closeness to God, when you feel like you're sitting in His lap, and then you look back and you see what you had to go through to get there, praise God, you'll love it more. And that he just picks you up and puts you there. And that, praise God, we said, here, and that, let's go through this, and I'm at the end. Praise God, and you endure it all. It's worth it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's the message. I feel like I'm done preaching tonight. And that, praise God. I hope everybody enjoyed. And that, but we'll go ahead. We'll get a verse of song. Brother James, if you would. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the journey tonight.
Amen.
When it gets a little tough, sometimes, and I start to think, man, why? And then I try not to say it too loud, but even though he still hears it anyways. And that, praise God, he knows it before I'm going to do it. But and that, praise the Lord. And then we start to wonder, man, this is getting hard. But it's worth it. Praise God. When everything's brought together, and that, praise the Lord. And then you feel that anointing and you smell it all over you. Praise the Lord. Brother James, go ahead. And that, praise God. And that, it's worth it. As the church stands tonight. Amen. Who's ready for the fire?
Amen.
Who's ready to be pressed a little bit, Brother James? Brother,
softly and tenderly, right. Jesus is calling for
you. Who wants to get dried out? He's
a preacher.
I don't want to be dry.
See,
being sprinkled on his garments.
Why should we tarry?
Moses knew.
Jesus,
Moses did it.
Pleading for you.
Aaron knew that. I'm sure he knew that it was important. Definitely worth it. Thank God. Amen for the end result. Amen.